Hi, Jonathan Parker here, the author of The Soul Solution, The Secret of Letting Go, and one of the largest self-development audio libraries in the world. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you join me today for this presentation on discovering your core issues. Core issues are the ones that cause you the most conflict, frustration, and upset. When you have a core issue triggered, it can throw you off balance for hours or even days, and the effect can be emotionally draining and devastating. Your core issues are the ones that are really intense and have the strongest hold on you and cause the deepest pain. And all the work that you do to address your pain, struggles, and suffering are really just peeling away the upper layers of issues until you finally dig down deep enough to get into the big core. Your core issues affect all of your decisions and choices, and they are underlying all of the emotions that drive you to make the decisions and the choices that you do. Your core issues are the ones that lie beneath your negative thoughts and feelings, and there's usually a whole string of memories and beliefs that form many layers on the patterns. Did you know that your emotional pain is rooted in your past, and it all comes from your core issues? Now, certainly, at some time, you've suffered loss. You've been emotionally wounded. You've experienced lack. Maybe you felt betrayed, or somebody disappointed you, or you've been involved with some psychological trauma. Well, these unfortunate events leave emotional scars, which then create layers around your core patterns, and then they act like programs, creating and attracting similar circumstances over and over again. And that's why negativity continues to repeat in your life. For instance, here are some examples of how core patterns can show up in your life. Did you ever find yourself reliving emotional, painful experiences, maybe with a loved one? If so, then you're on a core issue. If you withhold your love or you find intimate relationships difficult, you're hitting a core issue. If you find that you're sometimes moody or grumpy or irritable, that's a good indication that you've hit a core issue. Or you find yourself feeling anxiety, worry, or fear. Or you feel like you're blocked from your goals, from happiness and harmony. These are all indications that you're hitting a core pattern. Now, negative emotional reactions come from your core issues, and they can have an absolutely catastrophic effect on your life, causing you to say things and do things that you end up regretting. And core issues are notorious for creating repeating patterns. For instance, maybe your core patterns cause you to become overly controlling and defensive. Maybe your core patterns cause you to withhold love way too long and too much, or even push people away, the very ones you love the most. Maybe you're trying the best you can to make something happen, and your core issues prevent it from manifesting. Perhaps you think you can't win the struggles that your core issues are causing. And you could also be experiencing bad luck because of core issues. And maybe you feel like your struggles and misery will go on and on forever. Well, if you don't let go of the negative thoughts, beliefs, and emotions that make up these core patterns, you will repeatedly experience the negative conditions over and over again in new situations. That's simply the way it works. And practically everyone experiences on some level quite a bit of the time. So here's how that happens. Every time you react with a judgment or emotion, you feed life force energy into the program that triggered you. Now, what that means is that your life force energy is going into the very pain that you were feeling and you wanted to get rid of. Now, for instance, think about how many times you've been angry and upset. Maybe at times you lost your temper. Well, it's not difficult to recognize that that generates a very strong negative energy. But what you probably didn't realize is that you were energizing the very thing you didn't want. So, the reactive energy that triggered you is actually energized and empowered in the anger program. And then even when you settle down a little later, it still is sitting there, lying in wait until the next triggering event happens, so it could leap into action again. It probably feels to you like your reaction came out of nowhere, but actually it didn't. It came from the underlying program that was activated. And these are mostly in your subconscious mind, so you typically aren't even all that aware of them. But what's wonderful about releasing a core pattern is that your entire life can change because you release a tremendous amount of negative energy and you stop behaving as though the destructive patterns were true. Now, in this session, I'm going to tell you how to discover your core patterns and tell you how to eliminate them and open your heart so you can live in a state of automatic positive flow. Now, clearly, learning how to identify the specific emotional reactions triggered by the core issues is your first step. And when you know how to let go of your core issues, like fear or guilt, shame, anger, depression, anxiety, blame, etc., you will witness something seemingly magical happening in your life, except it's not really magical. The ancient Greek and Roman philosophers figured out the mechanism of how our thinking and emotions work, and this is a key to discovering how to address your core issues. They said it is not the event that upsets you, it's what you think and believe about the event that upsets you. So now here's the good news. Your core issues can be cleared. You don't have to settle for the way things are. You can ask for and receive a whole lot more when you know how. And I'm talking about a life of peace, a life of happiness, a life of joy, where goodness and abundance come to you as a natural response to you being clear of those core issues, which were blocking it. But first, you've got to discover what the core issues are, and then you have to learn how to let them go. Now, you've no doubt heard that you have to let go, right? But two important keys to succeeding at this is, one, you have to first discover what to let go of. And that might seem simple, except it can be a little bit tricky, because they're not always immediately obvious. And secondly, you need to know how to release from the places where you hold the core pattern. And that can include, of course, your conscious thinking and beliefs, but also your subconscious mind, and actually even your physical body and your energy field. Now, the clearing process is not complicated, nor is it difficult, but it's necessary for you to follow certain steps. And when you effectively surrender and let go of the core issues, it releases the resistance that's blocking your energy from manifesting what you want. So the first thing to be clear on is that your deepest thoughts at your core are what are actually creating your reality. And that's what determines the way you respond to people and situations. Now, I found that besides just letting go of negative feelings and beliefs, the other thing that you want is you want an upward shift in your consciousness. You want to be automatically operating at a higher and a much more positive level than the way you've been operating under your core issues. When you clear your core issues, that opens you to a deeper part. That opens you to your soul. And that means that you can experience life in a beautiful state that's peaceful and pleasurable and spacious and loving and energized. And you'll have an open-hearted lightness of being. Over the past 40 years, I've worked with thousands of people privately, doing more than 30,000 individual sessions. And I've guided many groups through hundreds of meditations and workshops and classes. So I have a lot of experience knowing what works. And I've developed a unique and effective technique that triggers the release process. And that's really vital to you succeeding in going after these core patterns. Now, here's a key to it. Who most people think they are, is actually a constructed personality, which is often called the ego. The ego refers to an aspect of a person that operates primarily through the analytical mind, through memories and conclusions about what happened. The ego is primarily driven by core issues of insecurity and fear. So it's always seeking safety and security. And this is where the root comes from of all of the other issues like anger, guilt, depression, futility, feeling stuck and blocked, being victimized, having doubts, and being self-critical. In fact, you could safely say the ego is the source of every problem, personally, interpersonally, and even spiritually. So basically, anytime that you're feeling negative, you can know you are operating under the control of the ego. But the good news is I found a way for you to effectively address and release these ego issues. All the ego's core issues are based on conclusion it's come to from your past. So most of what is in your subconscious mind is like a warehouse of what you've experienced in the past and the conclusions you came to about it. And these form your beliefs. Your beliefs, in turn, form your identity, and that forms your personality. Now, I've got a chapter in my Soul Solution book titled The Mirror Universe, and it's about an important way to recognize how your life works. And this is just another way of saying that you reap what you sow. In other words, you have reflected back to you what you project through your thoughts, your beliefs, and your feelings, and especially including those at a subconscious level. In his book, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill wrote about a secret that you've no doubt heard about. Many people have discovered this. You attract what you think about. In other words, you're like a magnet, constantly attracting opportunities and people and situations. But here's the kicker. It's not just what you think you want. You actually attract and become what you hold in your mind consciously and subconsciously. And in fact, your subconscious beliefs and patterns are the ones that energize the attractive forces the most strongly. And that's what determines your life. And that's precisely where your core issues are, in your subconscious. Now, what Napoleon Hill and others have called the secret is not really anything new. Buddha himself said, all we are is a result of what we've thought. Now, here's the thing about this. On the surface, that seems to offer a very simple solution to all of the challenges that you experience, since apparently all you need to do is change your thinking about success. But one of the biggest obstacles related to Hill's so-called secret is that it is not just what you think consciously, but you must also address your hidden core issues. Besides your thoughts, your feelings provide important clues about your core issues, and that will be a clue as to what's in your subconscious mind. And your thoughts and feelings are the force that is behind the attraction and the creation process. And that's at work on you right now. When you really grasp this fundamental process, it's actually quite empowering. When you shift your inner beliefs and feelings to a positive level, then wonderful things open up for you. Now the question is, how do you do that? How do you shift into positive feelings? Well, Joseph Campbell put it this way on his Hero's Journey DVD. He said, when you follow your bliss, doors will open where you would not have thought there would be doors, and where there wouldn't be a door for anybody else. And the world moves in and helps. So rather than living with fear, if you can find a way to live with bliss, wonderful things will open up. Now the question is, what did he mean by following your bliss? Well, your bliss is not only an inner feeling that generates positive outcomes, it's also a natural characteristic of your true deep self, your soul. Your very own soul is always happy and at peace. And therefore, when you operate from the soul, this causes your life to create and attract good people and opportunities. When you've integrated the bliss, happiness, and goodness of your soul, you more naturally attract and manifest the results you want in your life, because your core thoughts, beliefs, and feelings have come into alignment and harmony with your true self or soul. Leonardo da Vinci said it this way. He said, "Do you know that harmony is the basis of your soul?" And Alice Bailey, the theosophist who lived from 1880 to 1949, she wrote in Esoteric Philosophy, "It is the soul alone that heals." By recognizing and applying what these luminaries discovered about the soul, you can eliminate the underlying core causes behind negative situations and whatever is not working in your life. And that can often include your physical health, relationships, emotions, finances, happiness, and fulfillment. So now, how do you discover and clear your core issues so your soul can come forward? Well, I've all boiled this down to a three-step process. Step one is the information gathering phase. And in many respects, it's the most important part of the process, because for the most part, you'll only clear and release what you are aware of. And whatever's undiscovered will continue to have an influence on you. So step one requires you to be a bit of a detective. You want to find the components that make up your experiences. And the reason this part of the process takes time is that many of the causes behind your experiences arise from unconscious or subconscious realms. And that's why they're called your blind spots. Now, some issues have very obvious causes, but there are also usually more subtle influences that are not as obvious. And that's why it can take some time to discover all the patterns and all the programs that are the causes of the conditions. So this is why I've created a list of core issues that will help you. And there are four major areas of core issues that you'll want to focus on. And you most likely have more than one core issue, of course. And to discover them all, you're going to be very honest with yourself as we go through this. The four core issue categories are fear, anger, futility, and abandonment. And under each category, there are many much more specific characteristics that describe how that core issue expresses itself in your life. Now, as I said, you probably have more than one core issues, and you're going to realize that real soon as we start going through that list.